Extract 15. Family grouping.
Well, I remember Dave rang me up about this business of changing to family grouping. And, you know, it depends on so many things, really. But I have this friend of ours who lives over the other side of Reading, you know.
Oh, yes.
She teaches somewhere over that side, I don't quite know where. But she's terribly against it. She's a far more experienced infant teacher than I am, you know. Yes. I mean, I've only been doing infant teaching for a short while. But she won't have anything to do with it because she says that it puts too much strain on the teacher.
I'm sure it does.
It's all right in a small group for children. It's a great idea. Yes. But most of us haven't got small groups. And it puts a terrible strain on the teacher so that, you know, you can't get anybody to the required standard because you just have got so many groups. Do you understand what I mean? If you've got a whole class of the same age, you will have, by nature, you will have in it at least three groups, maybe more. Now, if you've got three different age groups, you've got at least nine different groups, haven't you?
Yes.
You know, even though some of them might work up with a higher group, you've still got a lot. Yeah. And it does put a tremendous strain, you know, it's terribly difficult. Yes.